Hi guys, welcome back to another episode. I'm Sam.
And I'm Taylor. Did you notice I saw you wearing a brown turtleneck, so I thought I'd put on a brown turtleneck.
Really?
Well, I wanted to change out of my sweatshirt for this. So I was like, maybe we could just like, it's just festive for the occasion.
Is mine supposed to be like full? No.
It's supposed to be how you had it.
I can't figure it out, dude.
Mine's like folded.
Yeah, yours is folded.
Yeah, it's supposed to be folded. Okay.
Don't have it all the way up.
I think if you were like in a place where you were really cold.
Yeah, you're right. I look like I have a neck brace on.
Yeah, like if you were like dying for warmth, I'd say put it up.
Yeah.
But no. I like your earrings. Where did you get them?
Amazon. See, when I was in Dallas, one of my girlfriends, I fucking forgot to pack earrings. Like, who does that? So I needed earrings. And one of my girlfriends had massive, like, two-tone hoops. And I was like, I need to get these. But when I ordered them on Amazon, I thought they were going to be massive. But they're not. But they're still cute. Like,
they're
I like
cute,
them.
Yeah.
But I need to get, like, another pair that's, like, massive.
I like them.
Thanks.
Okay. Anyways, we have a gift guide. I don't know about you and, like, what you... We didn't share lists, so... if this is chaotic or we have the same thing, sorry, we didn't share lists. I feel like mine are like, you could get them last minute. Like Christmas is coming up and like, you could make these 100%. Happen.
Nothing that I like think of getting is like customizable. That takes a while.
Like you could make this happen. The only reason why you couldn't is like, they might be sold out, but like that's on you and that's your fault.
Yeah.
But
there's always a good amount of shit that's sold out just because it's so popular though.
Yeah.
Like Uggs last year were sold out everywhere.
There's something I put on my list, like a specific brand. There's other brands, but there's one brand I put on my list that I looked and everything was sold out. I'm still going to tell you guys what it is in case when you look, maybe they did a restock. So stay tuned. They're really, really cute. And I also really, really want them. That's what my gift cards are. Things I want.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm like, oh, I want this.
Yeah. So, or that like I think my boyfriend needs. I'm like, you need this.
Yeah. Things my boyfriend needs. And things I want. That's how I base off gift guides for guys and girls. But anyways, do you have one thing about you?
Yeah, one thing about me this week, and I have it written down, I've been better at this, is that I absolutely love movie nights. Because remember, I used to complain so much, like I hate going to the movies, like I can't sit through a movie.
Do you know what's so weird? I was thinking that.
Yeah.
So we get invited to all of these movie showings, and like I haven't gone to one in forever because like, I either like have work or have dance or and like you go with your boyfriend because it's like it's definitely like if you were going to go to a movie, you'd go on a date, like kind of like you bring your boyfriend, like that's just what you do to like a movie. So I haven't like gone to them. Don't know why I'm still on the email thing, because I thought after like the fifth, like I can't make it. That would have taken me off. But that's cool. I'm still on it. One day I'll come around to it. You always go. And literally the other day when you were there, I thought you didn't like movies.
I used to hate movies. And you know what it is? I realize is that when I'm actually sitting in a movie theater, I am forced to watch the movie because I can't pull out my phone. There's no distractions. Where if I'm watching a movie on my couch, there's so many distractions.
Yeah, if I watch a movie, I'm going on my phone.
Yeah,
but I'm
it's
not going
so
on my phone
bad.
In the movie theater.
But also, I just don't have the attention span like to be sitting there and watching something. Like, it's so hard for me to just dedicate my brain power to one specific thing, and I've been able to do it.
That's cool. You know what it also is? If I want to sit down and watch a movie, like let's say like back in the days when I had a boyfriend, if it's like let's watch a movie, the process to pick a movie
so hard.
Oh my god, we're just like, okay, it's only showing five movies, so now we're picking one out of five versus one out of every single streaming network. Like there's so many, and I feel like by the time we were like, should we even watch a movie anymore? We can't pick one, so we're not even going to watch one. Like, watching movies at home just kind of sucks.
And my boyfriend thinks I have the worst taste in movies and shows and stuff, which maybe I do. I don't care. But I like reality TV. He hates it. And he thinks that because there's no, like, plot to it or, like, really brain power when you're watching it, like any, like, thriller would, he thinks that it's, like, stupid that I like reality TV. I'm like, I just don't care.
But you like action movies?
No, I do. I can only do action movies.
If it's The Rock.
Yeah, it's The Rock. Or if it's Mark Wahlberg or
interesting.
Zac Efron.
Yeah, I think you just have a vast taste in shows because there are shows that are plot that you do like.
Yeah. But I can't do like, I've never watched any of like the Harry Potters or any of like.
Oh, I kill myself.
No, not even Harry Potters, but also like Star Wars. Like anything like, that has like a lot of series and that when it comes into the theaters, everyone's freaking out about it.
Yeah, I know.
No, but I did watch the new Wonka movie.
Was it good?
And it was really good, but it was a musical. And I fucking hate musicals. Like, I'm literally sitting there, like, trying not to crack up laughing, like, at the actors because it's so cheesy. But I'm like, everything outside of it is like, what is the point of a musical? Like, you can totally have the storyline be the storyline without the parts where you're dancing and singing.
That's where we differ as humans. I don't love every single musical, but like, my favorite show is Glee. Like, I'm sorry.
No.
Was it weird watching Wonka and thinking this guy's dating Kylie Jenner?
Yeah, because he's like role playing a 13-year-old. It's so weird.
He's a 13-year-old?
He's young. Like, he's a young kid that wants to like start up a chocolate business in this small town.
Oh, so it's like the prequel.
Yeah.
It's the, like, before it's just Willy Wonka. It's like Willy Wonka.
Yes, it's before, but it's different storyline.
Cool.
It's him going, his mom passes away and he has one bar of chocolate. And his mom says when she passed away that like, I believe in you. Like, there's nothing happier than like when you like start selling chocolate, whatever, making chocolate. Oh. And he's like, I'm going to do it for my mom. And then opens up this whole shop. But there's all these evil people involved that try to tear him down.
So there's already two of these movies. So I thought they were just making a third one. But the other movies are about Charlie. This one's actually about him. That's interesting. Maybe one day I'll see it. Probably not. If it comes on Netflix, maybe I'll watch it. My one thing about me is that I don't care what it takes. I'm going to read 50 books. I'm on 47 and I'm like over 10% into it. Probably tonight going to get up to like halfway or close to halfway, and I'm going to finish it before Friday. And then I'm going to go home. We got 3 more books, and I'm going to read 50 books. Even if that means that at whatever New Year's Eve party we're going to, I bring my Kindle and I read on the couch. I will read 50 books.
You're just
going to
read a kid's book for the last one.
No, I'm picking. They're definitely shorter. They're not like 50 pages, but like, oh, if it's over 350 pages, get that out of my face. I'm not reading it. Like, so many people are like, you should read this. And I'm like, girl, that has 400 pages and that's not making the cut for this
week. I know.
Read it in January, but it's not going to work. And I'm going to go into my favorite because my favorite is related. Freida McFadden books. If you are like me and have a book goal and you're like, fuck, I need to hit my book goal, read them. They're thrillers and they're so good. If there were movies or TV shows, they'd be so good. Like, it could be a limited series. They're so short. They're so short and to the point. It's fantastic. I hate long books. They're perfect. They're perfect. I read this last one over the weekend. I read Do Not Disturb. They're a little freaky to read at night alone. I'm not going to lie. Like, they freak me out. I feel like I'm going to get murdered. But they're really good and they're really short. Like, they keep you in it. It's always same old shit. Someone dies, different POVs, and then at the end there's a crazy plot twist. They're all good. Great books. You would like them if they were shows.
Yeah, I'm like, if they were a show, maybe.
They're good. The plot lines are good. It's like, it's just murder and affairs and like some crazy shit. I don't know.
Sick, bro. All right, my favorite of the week is mocktails using Olipops. So, one thing that I've been doing, I don't know if you've noticed this, but last week I had to film an ad for a brand I'm working with. And it discovered in my brain that you can literally just take a supplement that tastes good and pour it into an Olipop with like a few other things and you make a mocktail out of it and it tastes so good.
That's what I need to start doing with my Symbiotica vitamins because they're in like gels that you put in your mouth.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't like how they taste. Like, some people just slurp them all up. Kudos to them. But I need to like mix it in something.
No, it's so good. And we have so many different supplements in the cabinet. And I'm like, I'm just going to start making my own little mocktails using these. Like, one of them we have is like the Harmony Hormone one that's like a chocolate cacao one. Mm. I'm like, I could put that into like one of the soda ones that's like, I don't know. I would figure it out. But they're just so much better. It's like, might as well have an Olipop and also get the added benefits with the supplement that you're using. Brain power.
Yeah.
It's I've been really
drinking
good.
Kinuphorics.
And adding like a garnish of like mint on top.
Yeah.
Oh, so good.
Cute. We have that mocktail book too.
We do.
Of recipes.
But they don't have like, add a scoop of beets.
No. But like if it's a flavorless supplement, you can put it in like anything. Like if it's just powdered.
So true.
Yeah, that's cool. Do you have any hot gossip?
Okay, yeah. So I remember last week and I was like, oh my God, I want to talk about this, but I'm going to save it for the podcast.
Yes, you did say that. I always get so annoyed when you say that because I'm like, now.
Just fucking tell me.
But then within an hour, I forget.
Yeah, I know. So I have been using Laps. The app Laps. It's a new trending app right now. It's probably going to fucking die down in the next few months. It's kind of just like Bereal, but it's fun. I like using it.
It's like if you had Hoogee Cam back in the day, back in like 14, What the fuck was I about to say? 2014. It's like Hoogee Cam.
Yeah. So I have that. And you obviously, like any other app, can add people from contacts.
Okay.
Dude, tell me why everyone that fucking unfollowed you and I from the fitness realm
added you on Laps, and
is adding me on Laps, like as if we're besties. Like, I could make a whole list of people that literally bashing us on the internet, making videos, commenting on other videos, unfollowing us, showing no support whatsoever during the whole cancellation, are now adding me on Laps.
What the fuck?
Fucking weird. Like, oh my God. Like, I will name drop with you to you after the podcast.
But like, but it's them, like, for sure. It's not just like,
oh, 1000%.
Like, it's your phone.
We have like contact. We have each other's contact, and I'll get a notification and we'll be like, blank wants to add you as a friend on Laps. I'm like, what the fuck?
That's so weird. I think I know who it might be.
No, it's not just one person. It's been like at least 5 or 6.
Speaking of people in the fitness industry, you know how that one guy in the fitness industry goes to our gym now?
What guy?
He used to be like, we met them at Zoo Culture. Used to be part of that like group of boys.
Dude, I don't know.
No, you know he has
a- Oh, yeah. Someone's ex?
Yeah.
Someone's ex?
The way he's now at the gym, we do not look at each other like we know each other.
Yeah, dude. And you know what's funny?
I'm literally just like, I have no idea who this man is. And I have no beef with him. I just like don't want to be associated with
him. No, we have no beef. But like, it's just triggering.
It's triggering. It's triggering.
Fitness people at our gym.
Like, why are you here?
But anyways, it's funny because he keeps liking my stories but doesn't follow me.
Which I see him at the gym all the time.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you about that because I was going to send it to his ex and screenshot it and just be like, what the fuck? And then I like forgot to send it to her. But yeah, now that you bring it up, I didn't even realize it actually goes there. That's crazy.
Yeah, I saw him yesterday.
That's crazy. So he lives here now. That's crazy.
I saw him yesterday. I mean, maybe he's like back and forth. I don't always go at like the same time. But like I did see him yesterday and we're washing our hands right next to each other.
That is so funny.
And I was like, I'm gonna kill I literally like, guys, like, I don't think you understand. Like, I know, like, I'm not sure if you guys get it because this was kind of more handled like in our private life. But the fitness industry is really, really, really triggering to us. So when
like,
I go
triggery
to,
as fuck.
Like when I go to my home gym and there's some like fit talk, like TikToker in the bathroom, like I wanna cry. Like I wanna get out of the bathroom. And then our
only certain people. Other people, I'm like, I literally can't stand you. I'm going to give you the dirtiest look of all time.
Yeah, there's definitely a ranking. There's, I will say F you to your face. There's top. Like, there's like, please get out. And then there's like, I'm just going to give you stank face. And then there's like, I'm just going to pretend I don't see you. And there's maybe collective 15, 10, maybe less that I'd be like, oh my God, hi, how are you?
Yeah. No, I agree.
And there's like not that many.
It's bad. But,
and then there's even less that I'd be like, hi, how are you? Oh, you're in Austin. We should like get dinner. That's like.
Yeah. No, but you can't even risk it anymore because if we were to go get dinner with any of them, then they would like after be like online be like, I got dinner with Sam and Taylor. They are fucking bitches.
She was rude to the waiter.
She was rude. She spit on some bullshit. And I'd be
she
like,
burned
what?
The restaurant down.
She didn't tip the waiter.
Yeah.
She didn't tip the waiter 20%.
Yeah, that's the thing. You like almost don't want to talk to them because like you might say the wrong thing and then it's over.
It's literally over.
It's over. Walking I'd be on fucking... my best behavior. No. I see gym influencers.
But the thing
gym.
Is, that's what we were when we were in Houston that one time. And he wanted to cancel us.
But like, even though I do this stuff in the gym anyways, but if I see someone that I know has a following, bro, I'm like, let me make sure to put that weight back. Like, I'm gonna wipe down the machine. Like, I cannot be caught lacking.
No,
like,
literally.
In any way because they're gonna put me on like blast for fucking up. So I'm like, is that weight in the right spot?
Like, dude, and I've been going to Barry classes too. Like, and in the back of my mind, sometimes when I'm at the Barry classes, I'm like, Sam, look like you're enjoying this and having fun. Don't have a resting bitch face because someone is going to be in that class and is going to be like, I was in the same workout class as Sam Taylor and she looked like a fucking bitch. She looked miserable, like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm on edge like a lot.
So I had, oh my God, what happened? Shit. I think it was at HEB. Something happened like in a scenario where someone just like asked me something, like a random person, like, can I like go in front of you or like, do you have something? Some easy thing and like, I was very polite about it. And she's like, oh, and I also like follow you on like, I like follow your podcast. So I was like, I looked good, I think.
Yeah.
Like, I think I did well. Like, because I'm like, what if in that moment, like, sometimes you just, like, sometimes you don't want to give strangers your best attitude. And, like, yeah. I had no idea she was a follower. Like, she asked me some simple question. I wish I could remember where it was. But, like, when she was like, oh, I listened to your podcast, I was like, did you think I was polite? Like, I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry. Like, my bad.
No, yeah. It just be like that sometimes. Just cause it's just so triggering, man.
It really is. Like, it's actually triggering.
Rant over.
Anyways, my hot gossip is like not related to us. Have you seen the red dress versus black shirt girl?
No, what?
Okay, I'll show you the video in a second. So this girl in a black shirt is like dancing at a club and her hand kind of goes near this girl and this other girl like swats her hand down and gives her a stink face and like keeps dancing. And some people are like, yeah, bro, like when you're short, like it's annoying when people's hands are on your face, like the red girl in the red was right. And some people are like, no, the girl in the black was right. Like, she was just dancing. Like, listen, I'll show you.
Yeah, you gotta show me it. And also, it's like, it's not that deep. Like, what the fuck?
So she's dancing, and then, like, the girl, like, hits her hand.
Wait. Hold on. Can I see what that girl in the red looks like?
Oh, wait, do we know them?
Hold on. Go back.
It's that video. It's just a stitch. So go to that.
Dude, that girl
video.
Looks so familiar, like someone from my high school.
Oh, maybe it is. I don't know.
Where is this? I need to know.
I don't know. I'm going to have to dig more for you, I guess. But the point is, it's kind of like some people are like saying red dresses, right? This girl made a really funny video where she's like POV or black top girl and she's dancing and she grabs a red dress and she like snatches it like as if she like snatched it off the girl. And I'm like, and all the comments were like, that's the first video I saw. And everyone's like, finally, like, team black shirt. I was like, okay, wait, what are we talking about? Like, what is team black shirt or red dress? And I'm team black shirt. Because, yes, is it annoying if, like, someone's drunk and kind of puts their arm in their face? Yes, but, like, you're at a club. That's what happens at the club.
Yeah.
Like, you're not at, like, church. Like, this is the club.
Yeah.
So.
Mackie, no, get off.
I just think it was very funny. And I just wonder, like, if you saw this side of TikTok, I think it's like kind of new and like a little bit niche, but I'm sure it'll get there. Red dress or black shirt? I'm black shirt.
Will you let my dog up? He's just staring at you like, let me up.
But yeah, I think it's very interesting when there's like little arguments, like the same thing I told you with the girls that are fighting about the boyfriend in the hoodie.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I love when strangers.
I still haven't
TikTok.
Looked at that. I gotta look at that.
You gotta look at it. It's too old now for me to talk about. But I love when strangers on the internet have like kind of harmless beef, and it's just kind of like, ooh,
yeah.
Like couch guy when that girl came home to her, like that shit. Like when strangers on the internet have beef.
No,
I love it.
There's it's so funny when what? You see a random video that also is like a girl and a guy reuniting, and then the comment section is just like
couch guy.
I'm just triggered from couch guy, I think.
Like, there was another one that I saw recently that brought that up because she surprised him, but in the room there's a girl sitting in the room. Everyone's like, who's the girl in the back? Like, everyone's like couch guy.
Triggered.
And I saw this one video being like, what happened? Where are they now? Where is couch guy?
I think they're still together. I think I recently did see a video of them together.
I just love strangers on the internet beefing.
Yeah.
If it's harmless. I mean, I guess like a guy cheating on his girlfriend isn't harmless, but it's harmless to me.
I have a Roman Empire as of recently.
Okay, what is it? I forgot about that term, actually.
My Roman Empire as of recently is how badly the Solid Core sales plummeted after the tattoo email.
Did it?
I want to know.
Oh,
that's my Roman Empire.
Know.
Is like, I want to know how bad their sales plummeted. Because I, for
They're
one,
not getting mine.
I, for one, have not gone back. And I know for a fact there are thousands of other people that have not gone back ever since that email.
My coworker is a Solid Core coach.
I'm like, all the Solid Core girly instructor girlies, let us know in the DMs. Have your classes gotten a little bit more quiet? I would love to know. But
would love to know.
I've been going to Just Berries. I'm ending my class pass and now I'm doing Just Berries because it just doesn't give that culty vibe. I know obviously like they would prefer you to sign up for the membership, but it just doesn't give culty. So I'm
they
just
have
going.
Never like pushed me to get a membership.
Never. Like I show up never. And I'm like, hey, checking in for Sam books through class pass. They're like, all right, Sam, enjoy your workout. Like
they have
literally
never
don't care.
Told me to get a membership. The vibes in Barry's today were, the class was so fucking hard, first of all. Loved the instructor. It was really
Al or Josie?
It was...
Because those are my two favorite.
It was neither. It was Mackenzie.
See, Mackenzie sometimes is too quiet for me.
Are we thinking about same Mackenzie's? Because this girl has a loud voice that is very distinct.
What color hair?
Blonde.
Yeah.
And she goes like, five.
Yeah.
You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah. I do know who you're talking about. I go to her classes all the time.
But like, she has that voice.
Yeah.
I think it's Slay, but I'm like.
Sorry for name dropping.
I mean, like, promoting your class, queen. Like, yeah. I liked, like, the music was really good, and it was, like, a good playlist for me to use for, like, my dance songs. So that's why, like, I was, like, choreographing in my head while I was on the treadmill and shit, and then the time passed really, really fast. But I thought she was cute.
Yeah, I mean, I like all the instructors. There's only ever been, like, one bad class that I've ever taken.
Yeah, I've never had a bad class. The first time I went to her, I was actually iffy about her. I'm not gonna lie. But
you know who she looks like?
Who? Someone we know or famous person?
Someone we know.
Oh.
The girl that pushed that guy onto you.
Wait, but that's like, it's not really an insult though.
No, it's not an insult.
I was gonna say, like, she's, but, like, she's
it,
pretty.
It, no, wait, like,
they just look alike.
They just look alike, okay. Yeah.
She complimented my jacket right when I walked in. So maybe that's why I liked her class. She just gave me good energy.
Yeah.
Because she was like, your jacket's so cute.
They all have good energy.
They do. You know what? I'm here for it.
But sometimes I just need more oomph from them. I'm like, I'm slacking today. Just give me more oomph.
Sometimes I'm going to need the exercises to not be so fucking dumb.
Yeah.
How about that?
I fucking can't. Okay, let's talk about exercises we don't like in that class real quick.
Okay.
So I cannot stand anything with a resistance band, especially when you're doing, like, honestly, anything.
First of all,
get rid of the resistance band.
On the knees or the lifty ones?
All of them.
First of all, the ones that they have for your knees are so tight.
Yeah.
They're so tight. Like, they're like, you cannot move in them. I don't like when they go, I plank hold and shoulder tap and plank jack and mountain climber and three push-ups and burpee and squat and repeat. Come again?
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, she made a joke out of it today. She was like, and backflip, like, and I'm like, see, okay, you get it that you're throwing out, like, and just watching people's faces when she's like, we're going to go into a high plank with a burpee and a shoulder tap and, like,
10. Everyone's so confused.
Everyone's like, repeat,
yeah, like, or do it, please.
Yeah,
I'm a visual, like, person.
Wait, what? And I'm just gonna need, I think we talked about this on an episode before, we're gonna need to take out RDLs.
Yeah, no, we talked about this in person together.
Oh, actually, and squats, like, the squats and the RDLs people really have trouble with.
Yeah,
like, I know it's not easy, like, if you've never really lifted before, like, I know it's hard and, like, you can't really get direction. It's really just not good in there.
I know. It's just like, it frustrates me in the sense of, like, these, and I don't want people to be like, stop judging, whatever, but, like.
No, it's not judging. It's just like, you're going to, like,
hurt yourself.
You're going to, like, literally hurt your knee. Like,
hurt yourself, dude. Yeah. Like, some of the people's form are just, like, not correct whatsoever. And it's like, the instructor clearly knows that. So it's like, why don't you go over and, like, help them out?
It's because Barry's is so fast paced.
Yeah.
You don't have, they're talking the whole
They, you know what they should provide, Barry's, is a class solely for learning about form.
Yeah.
Like, beginners 101 form.
And they shouldn't do two separate groups. It should be only the people on the floor. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yes.
One group. So that way they can coach you through the floor, coach you through, even how to run. I'm not great at running, so I'm not saying, like, learn to run from me. But, like, they'll throw out some cues, like, try to be further away from the screen so your legs are wider, releasing your hands, like, all that kind of shit. Like, they can't say more of that stuff because they have to talk every second. By the way, remarkable how they do that.
Insane. I was trying to wonder, I'm like,
how I trained to do a class. It was the same exact setup as Barry's. I, like, don't know how that's, like, allowed. Literally same fucking shit. I was training to do that right before lockdown. So I have, like, I probably still have it in my fucking Google Drive, all of the training notes. And, like, it was overwhelming. Like, getting what they would get the hang of it once you do it a few times.
Oh, of course.
But when, like, I have all the training tools and, like, opening the, like, sheets of how the class looks and, like, how you do it, I was like, oh, God. But, yeah, Barry's is good vibes.
Yeah, I really
Someone
like
in
it.
There today? It was her 700th class.
So many people be doing that.
700!
I'm like, how?
700.
She must have been going for the last like 10 years.
Yeah, but I mean, the girl, that girl Mackenzie has been coaching since 2016.
Yeah.
700. And like, they were like, congratulations on your seventh class, like to these people. And I'm like, I feel like I've done seven. I'm like, I've probably done, like, what about me?
I've done 25 like, and I haven't gotten a reward.
Yeah, like they were like, on your eighth class, on your seventh class. I'm like, what? How many classes am I on? Like, yeah. Because I think I did more than seven.
Well, you know like, what I really, so you know amazing. What I actually do like? This is not an ad, by the way, but what I really like about the Barry's membership.
We should host a class.
Dude, yeah. What I really like about the Barry's membership is you have every quarter one complimentary guest pass. Oh. So I'm going to be bringing my boyfriend every quarter. I'm like, you're fucking coming with me.
Oh my God. He would like look funny. And
I know, right? Shh, no, I don't say that because I want him to come. Hopefully he doesn't listen to this episode.
I think any man looks funny. I think workout classes are for girls.
Not Barry's. The Barry's is 50-50 on gender.
No, there's a lot of boys there.
Yeah.
I'm like not saying boys don't go.
Yeah.
There's so many of them.
I think Pilates is for girls only because one time I went to a Pilates class and this man was literally grunting next to me.
When I walk into Barry's and it's like, sometimes it's like predominantly male. Like there's a lot of guys because it's like a hardcore class. Like it's, you know, high energy. I'm always like, why are there boys here? Like, this is for girls. Like, workout classes are for girls. Go to the gym.
No, I like it, though. I like that it's, like, new. Like, I like
maybe
sometimes.
Maybe I'll meet my husband.
Because, like, it makes me, like, I'm like, yeah, I can keep up with you. Like, what about it?
What about
it? Or I'm literally lifting, like, almost as much as you. Like, what about it?
Yeah, this guy in front of me today, like, was using 60s. Which, like, I'm like, this is Barry's. Put those away.
No, like.
We don't need to do that.
It's Barry's is humbling with the weight. They're like, okay, grab a weight for bicep curls. But just so you know, you're going to be doing it for like 5 minutes. So like the very first time, I'm like, oh, okay, whatever. I can do like 15s. No, grab like 8 pounds.
Today they said grab heavies for Romanian deadlifts, squats, and hip thrust. I grabbed 25s. Yeah. I can hip thrust like 400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
But like I grabbed 25 pounds. Anyways, let's just get into the
weekend. We are fucking rambling about berries.
Rambling about berries, but it's fine. Because maybe they'll let us like host a class and that'd be so fun.
Yeah.
It'd be so fun. I'd love to get on a mic and be like, woohoo, say hi to your neighbor. Friday, I went to the gym and like, I'm going to be so real. Like, I feel like I just want to like say this like to you guys. We just recorded half of this and it wasn't recording.
I know.
So we're
dude.
Re-recording the beginning of this, which really sucks. And like, I told this like really funny story about Friday at the gym, but it was just like really long and I have to like retell it again. But like more.
You have
story,
to though, because it's funny.
Okay. Like here's the whole story, but like it just might be.
Not as funny.
And like, I'm just going to fly through it.
Hey guys, as you know, as you can tell from us rambling on in our podcast, we're on the go and need satisfying snacks that can give us a good source of protein. And of course, we need the protein to keep those gains going. And if you're on the lookout for a snack that satisfies those cravings and gets that protein in, let me introduce you to Wonderful Pistachios. I mean, you probably already had them because they're so good. And if you haven't, you're missing out. Their little green wonder packs a serious protein punch and they taste amazing. So get this, every 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios, you get a whopping 6 grams of protein, which covers over 10% of your daily value. Talk about a protein at powerhouse. These pistachios are hands down the MVPs of the nut world when it comes to protein content. They truly raise the bar. But they're not just about protein. The incredible combination of fiber, protein, and unsaturated fat may help keep you full longer. It's like having a snack that's got your back throughout the day. And they have so many flavors and sizes. You can get the big packs to share, or they have small packs that can fit in your purse. The small packs are one of my favorite snacks to get at the airport, by the way. Whether I'm balancing work, gym life, or rushing between crazy weekend plans, I always make sure to fuel up on a snack that's both healthy and lip-smackingly tasty. That's where Wonderful Pistachios comes in. They're my go-to snack, no doubt about it. Trust me, once you try them, you'll be hooked. So if you're ready to power up your day with these amazing little green gems, head over to wonderfulpistachios.com. Trust me, they're a game changer when it comes to snacking. Join me on this pistachio-filled adventure and let's redefine what it means to snack. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more.
So, going to the gym after work is quite the scene. It's all men. They're all fairly attractive. And I don't know what it is. There's like no girls up in that bitch. Okay? I saw the girl that we said we haven't seen in a long time.
What girl haven't we seen in a long time?
No way!
She was there. Dude, anyways. So ironic.
So she, I know, it's like you just gotta bring someone up and then they'll appear. So she was there. But like it's all men and like beef hunk men and low key the kind of men I want. Like you just finished your work shift and like you're here. Like put in on a Friday.
Yeah.
Here on a Friday. It's kinda like who I want. It's like an open dating
pool. It's gonna be where you find your man.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm like, you're here putting in the work on a Friday at 6 p.m. Like, we're the same. Let's get dinner, you know? Anyways, so we have this friend. Friend is a loose term. I know him. Like,
yeah, friend.
Yeah, not really friend. I just know him. And he's so hot. Always at the gym. Always at the gym at the same time as my ex-boyfriend, who I'm sometimes there at the same time as. So I'm gearing up. I'm like, okay. Gonna, like, try to see this dude. And, like, I always say hey because I'm like, hey. Like, love you. But I know my ex-boyfriend's there, and that's just like a crazy time. So I say hi. My ex-boyfriend isn't there. I'm like, nice. Say hi, mind my business. And then from a distance, I see this man who looks just like this man who I used to be in love with. I was like, oh, he's so hot. Like, just like, wow, like, kind of my dream. Short, but that's really his only
flaw. Short king, man.
But
you, if you're wide, like, shoulder wide, if you're shoulder wide, it makes up for your height.
He's jacked. He dresses well. And I think he makes good money.
Yeah.
So you can't have it all.
You can't have it all.
You can't have it all. I'm trying not to be shallow.
That was pretty shallow.
But you can't have it all. Like, you got a good face. You're jacked. Like, so what? You're only like 5'8". Like, you, it's okay, King.
So what? We're staring into each other's eyes at the same level.
It's okay. So what? I can't wear heels. I love sneakers. It's fine. So I see this man from a distance, and like, we literally thought he moved. He disappeared. Hadn't seen him at the gym. I would see him at the gym pretty often. Didn't see him. Our friends live in his apartment building. And of course, I'm single. So I'm like, you guys know where that guy went? They're like, haven't seen him. I'm like, fuck. This guy moved to fucking New York or some shit. Like, he's gone. I know his name. Can't find his Instagram. Don't have his number. Like, he's literally just up. I don't know, he's untrackable.
Yeah.
And I see this guy from a distance because our gym is pretty big, and I'm like, oh my god, literally, that's him. Has to be. And then he walks past me, and I try to like act like I don't really see him, but he always says hi to me. And like, he said hi to me, and he's like, where have you been, whatever. I'm like, I haven't seen you in a long time. He's like, that's because you don't come to the gym anymore. And I was like, I mean, true, I don't really come here that much anymore, but that's a lie because you're not here when I'm here.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm gonna come back and talk to you. So I'm literally like on a machine. He just sits on the machine next to me, and he says, and I quote, so you still have that boyfriend? And I was like, what? Like, what a bold thing to say. And he's just like, so straight up, like shooting his shot, but also not shooting his shot. Cause no, like, what's your Instagram? What's
yeah,
your
he did nothing after, which I think is so fucking weird.
But like, unless like he just has like a game and a tactic of like, be bold out the bat, like, now I'm talking about it, you know, like,
men aren't that fucking, men don't think, no, men do not think 10 steps ahead. They don't.
Some, but like, sometimes they get in their things with their like, that's a third date or like 3 months, like they have their like patterns that's yeah. Like, gets toxic because they do the same thing for every girl, and then every girl's like, bro, what?
Maybe.
It depends. But I don't know. Like, or it's just like a slip up on his part. But anyways, so now I have these two guys that I'm like, oh my god, wife me up. And then my ex-boyfriend walks in, and I'm like, shit. Like, god damn it. And then I'm like, I can't talk to him in front of the guy that just asked me if I still have that boyfriend. I'm like, didn't even see him. I don't even know that man.
So, guys, we have to give him a name, and I said before we recorded this, and we realized it wasn't recorded, his name is Mr. Aggressive.
Yeah, because he was just, like, so aggressive. So I loved aggressive. It, though. I love aggressive.
The best aggressive possible.
There's a guy on Hinge right now that also was aggressive in the messages, and, like, that'll take me from being, like, I don't know if you're that cute to, like...
Oh, my God, you're so hot.
Yeah. It was really funny. I'll show you. But... Yeah, so now there's, like, these two guys, and, like, I can't be seen talking to my ex-boyfriend. Hello, I just told him that we were donezo. And then this guy I used to go on dates with walks in, so there's four of them in here, and I just felt really attacked, and I was like, oh, no.
When do you think you're going to go on your first date again?
I don't know. It kind of makes me want to vomit. This
How
guy,
long has it been?
I don't know.
I think like, you should go, like, soon. Obviously, we leave next week, but in January.
So this guy responded to my Hinge, and he literally just said, I realized I only have one picture smiling with my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And he just said, you should smile more often. And I responded back. I was like, that was so nice. I was like, that was like, literally like one of the nicest responses to a picture. Like, thanks. And like, what? And he was like, oh, I'm honored. Anyways, like, we should get married or something. And I'm like, Wait, that's so funny. Like,
yeah.
But it's, you have to do it right. I know. Okay? Because remember when I told you, like, oh, I think I just saw my husband. He played baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Immediate ick. You know why? I didn't answer. And he goes, oh, I miss talking to you.
Wait, what?
I literally almost puked on the phone. Okay? I was like, eh. Like, and we weren't even, it was like a Hinge back and forth. Like, I'm only going to talk to you on Hinge if you, like, have a really funny prompt or, like, you say something funny. Like, we weren't having a deep conversation. It was just, yeah, like, the most surface level responses, and I didn't answer. I don't know. And he was just like, oh, I miss talking to you. That's disgusting. But, like,
that's like, cringy gross.
Cringe. But, like, something funny, like, we should get married. Like, that's funny.
Yeah.
Like, that's funny. Funny.
Like,
oh, I miss.
Cheeky banter.
You're like, literally, like, oh, I miss talking to you. I was like, you know what, dude? You had a shot. And you literally blew it. That's disgusting.
Yeah, no, that's really nasty.
It was so nasty.
You know what you need to do? Like, so we're going home, come back. You need to just do exactly what I did this year.
Yeah, but
from January to March. Dude, I wasn't even
you didn't even sleep with them.
I didn't sleep with any of them. I went on 17 first dates. Free food, free drinks.
17?
Yes, bro. I know, isn't that nuts?
My ex-boyfriend's listening to this, like...
Yeah, well, I think that's what you should do. Because one, it's going to cause you to, like, go out, whatever,
well,
get dressed up, you're going to look forward to something.
So, I told Sam this, so, like, I'm trying to find, like, girls, like, I don't know anyone that, like, reads or, like, dances, like, I don't have, well, now I have, like, dance friends, but whatever, like, I don't know girls that, like, do things I do. Like, I'm in, like, a niche, like, weird bubble in terms of people that I know, I like do weird things. And I'm like, so I think I'm going to go on first dates with these guys and just ask them about their friends. I'm going to be like, you have a lot of girlfriends? What are they like?
Or like,
what do they like to do?
Like, what do you,
can
like,
I meet them? And then I'm going to go to like a pregame with him. And then I'm going to catch their vibe and be like, so you guys like Noah Kahn? You read any books? And if they're like, yeah, I'm going to be like, bye. Or yeah. I'll date them. And make friends with the girls. I'm literally going to be like interrogating these guys about their friend circle.
Yeah.
Be like, so what are the girls you hang out with like?
Because like even the thing is when I was going on all these dates, it's like I knew I obviously wanted a boyfriend, but I also kind of knew like none of these men were just going to work out. Like it was nice going on all these dates. But I knew in the back of my head, like at the end of the day, I'm probably going to end up dating or marrying someone that I've been friends with. It's so fucking hard to just kick it off with someone from like going on dates,
which because like it worked so well, like even though like, I've told you, like we didn't even break up for bad reasons, so if you're like, what do you mean work so well, you broke up, like there's nothing really bad and like we're still on such good terms, like I don't think I'll ever meet someone on a dating app and it like work like that,
yeah,
like and hit it off so well and be so like comfortable with each other.
Yeah, it's like one in,
but then it's like it worked like that one time, so maybe it will.
Yeah, I know there's people listening that are like, well, that works for me, but it's just
I already know the guy that said we should get married. I'm kind of doing this on purpose. So on Hinge, you can put your like kind of like political views. Like you can put a lot of information on yourself. You don't have to. You can put whatever you want. And like there's just certain things that people can put that like I have very strict standards when it comes to dating. And it's like his things was all like opposite what I wouldn't want. And I'm like, I almost want to match with those people on purpose because it's like I don't want to date you. Like, I don't want to date you. Like,
I'm just looking for something fun.
I don't like you enough to, like, think I could ever marry you because, like, I kind of hate you.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's fun enough.
Yeah.
Hooked up with one person like that. Like, where I was literally like, I literally hate you.
Yep.
I was like, I hate you. But, like, this is fine. So, we'll see if I get married to this guy from Hinge that said we should get married.
Yeah. Anything else from your Friday?
No, I just started reading a book that I finished and watched some Squid Game.
Nice.
That was the theme of my weekend, was reading a book and watching Squid Game.
Yeah. My Friday, I was supposed to, like, go to the gym. I went on a walk with, like, a new girlfriend. She also does social media, and I realized she, like, DM'd me back in July, and I never saw it. It was literally the week
Wow, how fake of you.
Well, it was the week of my birthday. So it was the week of my birthday. That was a bender week for me. So I just obviously...
I know.
Had a lot going on.
We get so many DMs. Like, I'm kidding.
But anyways, so I didn't see it. And then she DM'd me again and I saw it. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, so sorry. I'm just seeing this. Like, let's do something. So we went on a walk. And then later in the day, I was supposed to go to the gym with one of my other friends. But I had to cancel the plans because I literally was dealing with constipation for 2 days straight, and I was getting so nervous that I was going to end up being constipated like I was like a few months ago for like three weeks straight. So I took the initiative and I just took a bunch of laxatives. And bro, dude, all of Friday, I was needing to run to the toilet like every 2 seconds because that laxative like was working like no other, to the point where I couldn't put food down. But also at the same time, my stomach was so sensitive to anything. I felt like I had indigestion where like my stomach was full, but there was nothing in it and I just couldn't eat anything. So couldn't go to the gym, needed to be near the closest restroom. And then later that night, I went to get takeout with my boyfriend. We got rotisserie chicken and soup, which the soup was perfect on the tummy and it was so good. It was a carrot soup. And we're trying to find great rotisserie chicken throughout Austin. And that place just wasn't the vibe.
That's upsetting. I want to say, like I said, where we were recording this, and like the first time you said you were going to shit your pants at the gym was really, really funny.
I know.
And like, it was really funny.
But now you expected it.
So if you're just wondering like why we just kind of blew past the fact that Sam was going to poop her pants, like, way to re-record it. But we're almost back. We're almost back, baby. It's almost going to be fresh again. So don't worry.
But yeah, so I literally could not. And then we just ended up going back to his place, getting a bottle of wine, playing Monopoly with him and his roommates. And I've been just loving doing that. Like, saving some money, doing takeout. It's like $30 to $40 for dinner for the two of us. Whereas if we go to a restaurant, it ends up being like close to $100. And we already have a bottle of wine sitting at home. So we did that. And yeah, that was my Friday.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Matt keeps fucking wanting to jump up on all of us.
Literally on Saturday, you said drink all day.
No.
You said can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning.
No, literally. So I started my morning with a Barry's workout, which I never really do anymore, is workout on the weekends. But I was like, you know what? Change of plans. My friend wants to try out a Barry's class. And I was like, I'll show you the ropes. So we went to a Barry's class. And then literally from the minute the Barry's class ended to getting home and ending up at brunch, I had like no time to fucking breathe. Like, I couldn't even wash my hair. I had to throw on my outfit and just head right over to brunch for 11 in the morning. And it's at Bocce Room in downtown. This place is literally like, the back room is like a club vibe. Like, it can feel like 11 p.m. when it's 11 in the morning. And I've gone here three other times, and every other time I've gone, I've drove, so I couldn't drink. I was really hungover, didn't want to even drink at 11 in the morning. So this was my first time really indulging in like a boozy brunch, and I was excited for it. And I only had two drinks. Like, believe it or not, I only had two drinks and I was on my ass. But no, obviously, that's because, like any restaurant is, you get your drink before you get your food. And it's brunch, so I didn't really have any food in my system yet. So that one espresso martini that I had, literally, I was like sitting there. I was like, fuck. I looked at everyone. I was like, everyone else feeling the same way I'm feeling? Because that espresso martini is doing me dirty right now. And then finally got my fucking omelet. And then I had some mimosas. And I was just vibing. We were there for a while, though. And one of our friends used to work there, but she doesn't work there anymore, which was sad because it's always nice to get, you know, a little bit of deals when your friend works somewhere.
Yeah, always the best.
Yeah.
Love having a friend that's like being a fucking server. That's the fucking best.
Yeah. And it, also the good thing about that place, though, too, is so it was, I went for someone's birthday for this brunch, and there was like 15 to 20 of us. And I love nothing more than being able to split tabs. Like,
yeah.
Nothing stresses me out more or getting ripped off more than when you have to split tab. Well, not split, but like one person has to pay and you get fucked over because you can't split the tab.
Well, now what's pretty common at most places is they just walk around with that little thing.
Yes. No, that's literally what it is. So
if they have that, you're golden, because on the spot, they're just like, what'd you have?
Yes.
And it's very, very easy.
Every restaurant needs that thing because it's game changer.
It's great.
And I can feel like I can order whatever I want and not like worry about having to like split it or equal paying with someone. I need to bring Mac out of the room. He's really pissing me off. Right,
he's
now
being so needy. I watched a lot of Squid Game on Netflix, like I said. And by the way, that show is absolutely fantastic. Like, it's so good. I hope they keep doing it. It was so good. So good. Like, it's definitely a little bit cheesy, like, especially at first, but the production value, like, they're straight up in Squid Game, like, the production value, the way it's done. I don't even know the budget for it. It was so good. So good.
Yeah.
Justice for Trey. That's all I have to say. And fuck Ashley. And if you know, you know.
I don't know.
You should watch it. You and Palmer should watch it. It's really good.
Maybe.
It's really, did you watch Squid Game?
No, I've never watched it.
Really?
No.
You have to watch it.
I don't know, maybe. It's See, the thing so is, like, good. When something's really trending, it just makes me not want to watch it.
No, we should. I'd literally rewatch it. Like, we should watch. Squid Game is so good.
Okay, maybe.
It's, like, kind of freaky because, like, people die.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, like, eerie.
Yeah, I don't they really fake know much die about it.
In the challenge. They like fake get shot and then they go,
what the fuck?
So like in the beginning, I was like, are they shooting them with a paintball? I was like, that has to hurt. I'm like, because it's like paint explodes. No, they have a little ink pack that just like goes off when they're eliminated. And they'll literally just be talking to someone and go, psh, and they go,
what the fuck?
Because in Squid Game, they die.
Yeah.
But they obviously aren't killing these people.
Yeah, damn.
But they straight up act dead. And I'm like, they could have just not. They could have just like walked out the room.
Yeah.
But it's kind of funny. It's really good. Good TV.
So the rest of my Saturday, like, it may have seemed like I drank a lot on Saturday, which I did.
I was going to say. But we own up.
But I took a big break. Like, okay. So I got 2 drinks at brunch. And then we ended up walking literally across downtown. But as we were doing that, we were like bar hopping because our friends live on the other side of the city. So they wanted to get back to their apartment by walking. So we were bar hopping real quick. But then I was like sobering up as I was doing this. Like I didn't get any drinks at any of the bars that we like hopped to because my freaking dog was at my boyfriend's house. So I was like, I have to be a responsible dog mom and like bring him home because I don't know how else or when else I'm going to actually get him home. And so, and my boyfriend was also at golf, so my boyfriend couldn't drop him off at the house.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, you know what, like I'll sober up, like I'll go get my dog. And I did that, and so I had like a good chunk of time where I was like sober, and then I rejoined in on everything that everyone was doing and like got drunk again. But my boyfriend was at golf and we had like a birthday party to go to at night, and I just knew like I was gonna, you know when like you're so antsy to like, just like do something, but you don't know the plans and it's like, okay, I'm just gonna go do this. Like, I don't know what the fuck you're doing right now. Like, I know you're golfing, but like, I'm not waiting around for you. Like, I'm gonna go do this. So when I did that and I was like being all antsy and whatever, I was like, I'm just going to Rainy and then I'll meet you for dinner after. And dude, between that time, I got so drunk because for some reason, there was a $6 sangria. The jar was massive. Then at that point,
are so good.
They are really good. But then at that point, I was like, you know what? Wine it is all night. And I was just drinking wine for every bar I was going to. And I was so drunk.
Finishes 3 bottles of wine.
No, literally. And I'm like texting my boyfriend. I'm like, I'm literally so drunk right now. I need food so bad. So then we ended up Ubering over to like where he was in the pregame area and got food like literally right next door. And then I had the hiccups so bad. Like, I could not get rid of them. I don't know what it was. And, you know, common sense is like, obviously when there's a pregame or a party, like bring booze. But right. I didn't do that because I had been out all day. And like, that wasn't in the back of my head. Like, oh, I need to bring booze to this party or pregame. I had the hiccups. So I didn't really care that much. But then I'm sitting there at the pregame and I'm like, fuck, like I don't even have alcohol. Like, this sucks. Like, and no one had like alcohol. I feel like when we host, like there's always extra alcohol just in case anyone needs it. But like,
yeah, well, because we always come back to a fuck ton.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, and we were at this party and there was no extra alcohol. Like, they didn't have like, I'm sorry, but if you're hosting a party, you need to have like a little bit of alcohol.
I'll call them out.
No, yeah. I was like, I can't be here. I literally, and I think that's so bad.
Like high school, college vibes where it's like, oh, like we don't have alcohol. Like, can someone go get their fake ID to get alcohol? Like, just buy alcohol. Like, you go to HEB and buy beer. Like,
yeah.
You know?
The only thing they had was like a Fireball handle. And I'm sorry, I'm not ripping Fireball. You like Fireball, don't you?
Yeah, but I have to be like, it's go mode if I'm ripping Fireball shots. Like, Fireball shots are not for like any day of the week. Fireball shots are for special occasions.
I just have PTSD also from Fireball, not even because of me, because of my brother. And I just can't look at Fireball the same. So yeah. I don't drink Fireball.
Yeah. I'm really glad I didn't drink this weekend. It was like a like, it was a good choice that I didn't drink this weekend. And it's also a good choice because when you guys went out after this party, you saw my ex-boyfriend.
Yeah.
And like, yeah, I just did not need to be out drinking and then like end up with my ex-boyfriend, because if I would have saw him at the bar, that is what would have happened. Like, I'm just a girl.
And we're going to stop that.
I'm just a girl.
So, yeah, I was at that pregame and I had the hiccups so bad. And I'm sitting in the corner. There's no alcohol. And I'm like, or not even pregame, fucking party. And I was like, you know what? Like, I love these people and all, but I need to go. Like, I need to go. I need to get out of here.
I love you. Bye.
But I've been drinking since 11 in the morning and it's only like 9:30 and I'm at this party.
Like, have you seen everything someone says? I feel like can be a TikTok sound, like on Hannah Montana, where she's like, I love you all. I wish I could stay here all night long.
Curtain yeah.
closes, and then she goes, let's get out of here.
Yeah. No, that's literally what I felt like. So I looked at two of my girlfriends, because a bunch of them like had clocked out because we started drinking at 11 and there was only two of us left. So I go, do you guys want to go to Lucky Duck? Like, let's go to Lucky Duck. And that was like my only form of being able to like go home, because I know if I say I want to go home, everyone's like, don't do it. Don't do it. Yeah. Like, go out. I'm like,
that's so real. I've done that so many times where it's like, I'll go to the bar and then
Irish goodbye.
I did that on Halloween.
That's what my plan was. And my boyfriend was like pissed. He was like, you're actually going out. I'm like, no, like, I'm Irish combining at the bar, like, but this is my only way to get home.
Yeah.
So like, I can't just leave right now because everyone's gonna be like, stay, come on.
Because all they want is you to like go to the bar, but once you're at the bar, like,
they don't care. Like, just Irish goodbye.
No, that's so real. I 100% feel that.
So I'm like, okay, like, I'm going to Lucky Duck. And like, I really did want to go and get like a drink. So I did. And we're sitting at the tables and we're there for a while. And it was like a low key vibe at this point. Like, I had like kind of sobered up. My hiccups are gone. And I'm just kind of like sitting there, like more in the sense of like sipping on a cocktail, like enjoying time, like sitting there. And dude, in the corner of my eye, I see Taylor's ex just like across the bar. So I scream, I scream his name and I go, get over here. And because I knew he wasn't going to say hi to me. Like, I don't know if he's intimidated by me or what. Are you?
Yes, because he's
listening.
With me.
Are
he
you
doesn't know what to
listening
do.
To this? Are you intimidated by me? I don't know what's
Let
going
us
on.
Know. Send me a text.
But anyway, so then we were chatting up for a while, and we were talking because he's in my kickball league, so we were talking about kickball and stuff. And I was like, okay, well, see you later. Go have fun on your night out. And I made a joke. I go, I better not see you at my house tonight.
Yeah, stay tuned. Well, sadly, when I saw him at the gym, and I was like, heard you asking about me. Thanks. Like, keep it like that.
What if, okay, what if I next time I should have fucked with him when he goes, where's Taylor?
On a date.
I should know. Yeah, either say on a date or I'll be like, oh, in the bathroom, she'll be right back. And he'll like sit there like
that'd be funny. I was like, no, but I'm going out next weekend. We're doing like a Santa bar crawl. He goes, me too.
He's probably doing it on East though.
I was like, well, avoid me. And he was like, you mean don't go to the only bars that people go to? He was like, there's like four. I was like, avoid me, don't come. Like, literally, I was like, I'm gonna be like day drinking tomorrow though. Like, he was like, yeah, me too. I was like, fuck, asshole.
But
he's right, there's only like four places we fucking go. So he's like, yeah. What do you mean avoid you?
I'm gonna have to start to step in to this relationship and not let you two hang out after dark. Silence.
I just like don't want to sleep with other people.
Then just use a toy. I don't know what to tell you.
Get it together.
You can't keep doing it.
So true.
You know I'm right.
Yeah, duh, but like, I doesn't mean I want to. I think it's fun.
Oh, dude, I would fucking be. I honestly don't know how you do it, because if I were to do that with, say, me and my boyfriend broke up and then like we continued hooking up, like,
you would hook up with him for a little bit.
No, I wouldn't. Yes, I would be bawling my eyes out. Like, we'd be like mid hooking up and I'd be bawling my eyes out.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, like, recently, like, it's making me a slight, like, it's hitting hard now.
Yeah,
like,
no, I can't. I would not be able to do it.
Like, this last time I was like,
yeah, you can't.
Like, it's like actually like pretty tough.
You're like, you don't want him to leave. You're like, don't leave.
Like, I don't know how it's like too much, but I'm literally like, oh, no, like, it does suck really bad.
That's why you need to find somebody else to like,
okay, and like,
distract you.
Men can like try to get it together. Like, it's not my fault they haven't asked me on a date. He only asked me to marry him.
Yeah,
no date. Just marriage, which honestly, like, You know what? The right person.
You know what we should do?
Which speed dating.
No, but we should wait until obviously January, like I said, for your dating scene. But you should let me control your Hinge and set up all the dates.
Dude, you want to know what I thought was so funny? So after I've been matching with guys on Hinge, the way I refer to it is putting them in my cart. I'm just putting them in my cart and I'm not actually checking out. They're just staying in there.
And I'll check out for you.
No. I said, fuck. I forgot that these are real people who at this very popular gym at HEB, but like specifically the gym, because that's everyone fucking goes there. I'm getting out after I'm just like swipety swipe. I'm like, what if I see one of them? I just kind of forget that they're real life human beings that could very much be in the same room as me.
And they could come up to you and be like, we match on Hinge.
Exactly.
And you'd be like, wait, what?
And I was like, what if they're like ugly? Like, fuck. I'm like, I literally forgot these are real people. I literally had it planned out in my head that if someone came up to me and said we matched on Hinge and I was like, oh no, like red alert, I would say, oh my God. Like, not to be like weird, but like I just got out of a relationship and like my like best friend made it, like restarted my Hinge and was like liking people.
You were gonna do that? Yeah. You're gonna call me out like that?
Yeah. They don't know who you are.
I know.
I mean, they might if they like stalk my Instagram, but like
that's so ballsy of you.
I know, but I was like, what would happen if I saw someone who I like didn't?
You just
like,
gotta play along with it.
But what if they were like so ugly or something?
Then just you'll never see them ever again, unmatch with them.
Unless I saw them at the gym, I'd see them all the time.
Yeah, I guess.
I just said I would say that someone else had my Hinge. But it's like, nice to meet you. Oh my God.
But you gotta let me do that. That'd be sick.
You can like go through my, I mean, you could do that whenever you want. I don't really care about
No, Hinge. I'm gonna set up a date. I'm like, okay, so you're going to Wax Myrtles this Thursday with so and so.
Yeah, no, it's gonna be so weird. I'm gonna tell you, like, do you wanna do this on Thursday? And you're gonna be like, you can't. You have a date. I'm
yeah.
Like, wait, I asked you. It's like, no, but you can't.
You can't do it. You have dates lined up.
You're sending me like Google Cal invites.
Dude, was it bad of me when I was like going on all those dates from January to March of this right coming now. Year when I went on 17 first dates? Like, was it bad that I literally would go on a date with someone and then 2 days later go on a first date with somebody else?
No. Why do I want to turn Why do I want to turn this episode into like my Hinge
I know, right?
updates? I have no Hinge updates for you.
Okay. So it can't be that?
No.
But that's not bad, right?
No. You weren't sleeping with them.
Exactly.
All of mine are like start a conversation. And because it's like some of them are my turn, 6 of them are my turn. I went back into my homepage and Hinge, a notification popped up saying, you already have matches. Like, answer them before you get new ones.
Ugh.
And I was like, no. I didn't come on here to talk to people. I came on here just to swipe. Anyways. Hinge is fun.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. It's just nice, like, especially with making friends.
It's just like a game. It's so fun. And I'm like creeping on people. Like, I like to see, I'm like, who are you? And like, what are you? It's so fun.
Yeah.
I think of it like video game characters. Like, I literally forget they're real people. But I got some top tier. You want to hear this one? 2763, Doctor.
That's like, that. Is
that's what I need in my life.
There you go. Like,
2763 doctor.
What kind of doctor though? He might be like lying.
No. Well, he's like still a resident, so he's not like, because you know it takes a while to be like a doctor. So like he definitely has no free time, but he's like a doctor, like lab coated up.
Oh shit,
he's cute, right?
Yeah, he is cute.
Yeah. Doctor candidates. Anyways, let's get on with it.
Yeah,
it's only been an hour.
Yeah. I mean, my Sunday was kind of fucking bland. I didn't really do much.
Sundays
I
went to this, are just rot,
dude. I went to East Tiger to get a breakfast sandwich with my boyfriend. It was so fucking good.
Yum!
Like cheesy, bread. Greasy. I just needed it in my life. It was bomb. And then I got sweet greens too. I just ate out all Saturday.
I got an Italian sub from Home Slice.
Yum.
I've been craving an Italian sub since before I started eating meat.
Yeah, you know what I want? I want to make those chopped subs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're talking
about. I want to make those.
Cool.
Okay.
That's easy. So, the gift guide. I think we should just kind of lift these with, like, not too much explanation.
Yeah, there's no need for an explanation with these.
No.
Like, why do I need to explain to you why your boyfriend needs...
Why
a
do
golf
I need to
bag.
Explain why people light candles?
Yeah.
Okay, so I wrote things for like parents.
Yeah.
Okay. I say this, but like this one does kind of need an explanation because it's niche. not a lot, but I did this for my parents. And it's talked about every Christmas. We show, if you're a new person that comes into our house, we show everyone. It's the best gift they've ever gotten. Like, we talk about it every year. Redo old family photos. Like, find pictures of you and your siblings as babies. If you're an only child, this might be weird. You and your siblings as kids and remake them as adults. Like, try to put the same outfit on. Try to go to the same place in the house. We talk about it all the time. They show everyone. It's literally the best gift. They loved it.
Yeah. My, do you want to go like one every other?
Yeah, okay, yeah, so, yeah.
Another one that I like, if you just need something like easy and like really last minute, like another thing is doing gift cards at their favorite restaurant, especially if your parents are empty nesters and you've recently seen that they've kind of been like upset or depressed. You're not really like easing into the empty nester life. And they're struggling to find things to do. Get them something, like a gift card to go do something, whether it's a restaurant or activity. So that way it causes them to get out of the house because they're not going to want to willingly go out of their house themselves. Especially my parents, they're stubborn. So get a gift card for something.
Yeah. Speaking of your parents being maybe empty nesters and bored, a margarita machine. I live in Miami, so like we have a pool and stuff. So like I feel like it's good if like you have a pool at your house that like you utilize the summers.
Yeah.
But like, that's fun. Like, your parents, like, my dad's retired. He doesn't have work. He can make margaritas on a Tuesday.
Yeah.
He can do whatever he wants, you know? So it's like stuff like that, dude. You know? Like, he can make margaritas any day he wants.
Yes.
Margarita maker.
And another thing, too, is also if you don't live in the same city as your parents, family, whatever, getting something from your city that's significant to your city. So, for example, Austin, like, tequila is really big here. What else is really big? Like cowboy hats, cowboy boots, like things that are big in this city that you can't really get up north. For me, I live in Boston. So
yeah,
something down here could have really good meaning.
Yeah. I got my dad like a UT hat.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not UT fans, yeah, but like, you know, this is pricey one, but like, especially for splitting, I split all my gifts with my siblings. So
yeah, me too.
Like pricey things are a little bit more feasible. If your parents don't keep up with technology, and like either have like an old ass computer or like something, get them like a new laptop for their house. My parents for the longest time didn't even have a computer because they just had their phones.
Mm-hmm.
Get them like a fucking laptop or a computer. Like upgrade their Apple product that they've like had. If they've had like an iPhone 6 since like fucking 2008. When's an iPhone 6? I don't know. Like upgrade their fucking Apple shit.
Yeah.
Like get them a laptop. Like keep them up to date.
Yeah. Especially when like they don't understand that stuff. It took my mom a while to even know what Wi-Fi is.
Literally, but the Apple stuff is easy to use. Yeah. It's easier to use than like your old ass computer is fucking harder to use than an Apple
one. Yeah, no, literally it is. Other things which Taylor brought up, which I don't know if you have this on your list too, but like any type of like subscription box. It can be like subscription box for like Taylor said when we were talking about this earlier, like cocktails or my mom actually got me. She knows I love tequila, so last winter for me that she got me was a tequila taste testing subscription thing. So it was like a box of a bunch of shots of tequila, but you could also make drinks out of them.
Yeah,
so there's just like a bunch of different subscription boxes that you can look for.
I actually have under the boy category a sock subscription with like, because like funny like dress socks. But since we're talking about subscriptions, I'll just say it now. Subscriptions are cool. You can buy 1 month, you can buy like 3 months, like whatever. You can just get them something. You could even like, you can get someone like ClassPass. That's a good one. My last thing for parents was just like, I live in a different state, so like a flight gift card. I got my grandma this 1 year. I just put $100 on it. Not like, obviously, I mean, in this day and age, that is not gonna buy you jack shit for a plane ride. They used to be like $150 to fly here. Now it's like $300. But just like a flight credit, just so like, because obviously you could just give them the money, but like the flight credit, it's like they have to come see you. Like it's just like, and just like opening the door that you want them to come see you, because I think sometimes like your older people in your life may not want to like
intrude,
but being like, here's literally a ticket for you to come see me, come.
I had one last one. Now my fucking brain is going mush.
You don't have a list?
No, I don't have a list.
Oh, you're just like spitballing?
I have like my Amazon that I was just going to use.
Oh, I'm like, I wrote it all down.
No. I can't remember.
Maybe it'll come to you.
Maybe. Never mind. I do know what it is. Another thing with the empty nester thing is like anything that helps them want to encourage them to like host more. So for like my dad, he loves to cook. So like a cooking apron or like a custom cutting board, or my dad also just got a, what's the griddle thing called?
Blackstone.
A Blackstone. So more accessories for the Blackstone.
Bro, get your dad a Blackstone. My
those
dad.
Fucking expensive, but yeah.
Yeah, but like sometimes, like depending on.
Yeah.
Like there's big gifts, there's small gifts. Like, I don't know your vibe. If you want to get your dad something that's going to literally like change their fucking life, get them a Blackstone.
Yeah.
My dad loves his fucking Blackstone.
But also with the Blackstones is on their website, they have a bunch of accessories that you can get with it to like improve your cooking. You have like the smash burger thing, like the, like there's just a bunch of different tools that
my
you can buy
love
on.
Making a smash
so
burger.
Go onto Blackstone's website and just look at all the stuff they have on there if they already have one.
Okay. Love that. Like I'm telling you guys, like there is nothing in this world that dad likes more than a Blackstone for real.
Yeah.
My next quote I got right. What the fuck did I just say?
What the fuck? You just have an aneurysm?
I just had a stroke. My next. My next category that I have on here is just like the girls, your sister,
yeah, yourself. You want
to
send
friend.
This to your parents to listen to?
Yeah, like if your mom's like, "What do you want for Christmas?" Send her this. It could be your mom, depending on how like cute and trendy your mom is. The first one I have on here is the Bae's Weekender bag. Slash, if you're going like big baller, like your mom is getting this for you. The whole entire set that matches.
Mm-hmm.
But I really want that bag, so that's why I put it on here.
Yeah. I will top that and also say the Away suitcase or even the Bae suitcase, like any carry-on suitcase. I don't think you necessarily need to really invest into like a big checked luggage because you're not going to be using that as much as you would with a carry-on. Like a carry-on, you'll take on weekend trips in the car. Like you will use your carry-on way more than a checked bag. But getting like a nice checked bag, like
yeah.
I want the Away one so
I
bad.
Want like a nice set that all matches, but my checked bag is like $30 from Target and that shit has, it's great. Like,
yeah, but the
everyone,
thing is with the Away ones is they have like the charging port
no,
in the inside.
No, they're
like,
sick. They're sick. Yeah, yeah. But like everyone in the airport has a charger one, the Target one. Like I'll sit in the gate and I'm like, we all have the same fucking suitcase. It's very funny. But nice luggage is always a good one on the list. My next one's a Kindle. Self-explanatory. Yeah. Like, I fucking love my Kindle.
My next one is Georgiana jewelry.
Georgiana,
however you say it. I love their jewelry. Their jewelry is just amazing for being able to stack pieces. Like, perfect. Everything goes together.
Everything goes together from them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because it's like Kendra Scott, not everything goes together.
No.
Georgiana,
definitely not.
Everything goes together.
Yeah.
My next one is... a classic sneaker, like a New Balance or like the Adidas Sambas, like a classic sneaker, like Nike Dunks, classic sneaker. Mm-hmm. Everyone likes them. Doesn't matter what their style is, a basic shoe.
My next one is the Shark Air Styler.
I'm getting
it
for Christmas.
I love that thing. I use it every single time. Like, I don't let my hair air dry anymore just because it's so easy to use that thing and just dry my hair within like 5-10 minutes. Like, I love it. And I don't use the curling part to it. Unfortunately, my hair doesn't let it stay, so I just air dry it with the styler.
I'm very excited to get mine because the curling thing, it's not a curl, it's a blowout.
Yeah,
like so yeah, it's like out. Not gonna be like curly, but I'm very excited for mine, so I can't wait to see how it works because I have very bad luck with hair tools.
Yeah.
My next one is a nice candle, like the big one from Anthropologie. That's Big Daddy.
My mom gives me that every year.
Yeah, a Big Daddy from Anthropologie or not the big one from Le Labo because it's so expensive, but like a small Le Labo candle. I would die for one of those. I love candles and I like a nice candle. Something I like when giving gifts is something that you wouldn't buy on your own because it's like expensive for a candle, but $60 isn't that much for a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like $60 for a gift, not a lot. For a candle, a lot. But it's like you wouldn't buy that on your own. So yeah. It's nice to get like a luxury one. Or like socks. Like if you're gonna get nice socks, it's like, okay, that's expensive for socks. But $20 on a gift is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
$20 socks is expensive. So I don't know if that makes sense.
It does.
But like buying something that you wouldn't actually like
buy for yourself,
that's like a basic like thing people always have. So a really nice candle.
Yeah. My next thing is I'm just gonna spitball a bunch of like kitchen appliances because they all are grouped together. But one thing that I really want is an electrical tea kettle.
Oh my God. Same.
Dude, electrical tea kettle, an air fryer. Every household needs an air fryer. You can get the Ninja one. I love the Ninja Dual convention oven one because you can do so much in it. Like, literally so much. Either in an espresso machine or a Breville espresso machine, whatever your preference is on coffee. I personally, like, when I do, like, when me and you go our separate ways, I'm getting an espresso machine. Like, I want an espresso machine so badly.
An espresso, like, what I have?
Espresso. Like espresso machine. Like a Breville one.
Oh, yeah. Like, I want to... If I have room in my kitchen one day, like, where I have, like, endless, like, space, yeah. I want one just because it looks so good.
It does look good, but also, I'm not really a fan of the Nespresso pods of coffee. Like, I would rather make espresso with the Nespresso machine. So I imagine when I get, like, an actual espresso machine, the espresso is going to taste 10 times better.
Yeah, the Breville ones are so nice.
Yeah, so either an espresso or whatever. And then next on the list is going to be the Caraway pots and pans. Mm-hmm. Those right now, I know because they give to me / I worked with them. I know for a fact that all the way up into the holidays, they're 30% off, which is a big deal because those pans are so expensive.
People, that's a good gift for your parents too. My mom always wants new, like, dishes or pans and stuff.
Yeah.
My next one is, like, really pretty stemware from either Anthropologie or CB2, like, really pretty glasses, wine glasses, martini glasses, whatever alcohol the person likes, and then also get the alcohol they like. So if you get wine glasses, like, a wine they would like, if you get margarita glasses, tequila, whatever, you know, like, really pretty glasses with, like, 2 or 4 of the glasses with the alcohol. I think that's such a good, like nice present. I would love that.
Yeah, I actually have a few that. Bar carts linked on my Amazon that I put in the gifts for her. I think bar carts too are super cute, especially for someone that is just moved into their house.
Just moved in, yeah. Because
they're not going to be thinking, like, that's not on their top priority of furniture to be getting is a bar cart. So if you notice, like, yeah, your best friend or, like, just anybody you know that, like, or even yourself and you want something like that, like, a bar cart is a good idea too.
It is a good gift. My last one on the girls list is just, like, literally the Skims sleep sets, like Skims boxers with a Skims shirt that's the same color. You can't go wrong on that website, and especially a sleep set, because you don't have to worry if it's, like, their style or what they would like. It's just to sleep. A Skims sleep set could not even tell you, like, a better gift. That's all girls want.
I can't believe this is the end of your list.
Because I have, well, I have, like, under $50, and then I have boys, but, like, we only have so much time, Marty. Okay. We're 1:15 in.
I guess. Well, my next one, or last one, I guess I would say for this list, because we'll move on, is going to be, like, actual nice, expensive perfume. Like, I think that's just something that personally, like, I'm not really thinking to myself to buy for myself. And if you want to get something, like, nice for someone, Sephora, go to Sephora, try on all their perfumes. But I really like, as of recently, the YSL perfume, like their regular one, and then the black opium is my absolute favorite. It's, like, sexy, dark, yeah, like floral, but not really floral. But
Alien by Mugler is my favorite perfume, and I, like, always get that for gifts because I never want to buy it, so I always get, yeah, it as a gift, and my family all knows I wear it, so it's an easy gift. And then there's so much stuff that I feel like the other reason my list is kind of short is, like, that's already been said. And it's, like, in every gift guide.
Yeah.
Like, UGG slippers, like, Barefoot Dreams blanket. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like, everyone already said that.
It's common sense.
Yeah. Oh, but I do want to point out, there's a website called Uncommon Goods.
I love that site.
They sponsor a lot of podcasts. They don't sponsor this one. That's how I heard about it.
Maybe one day.
If you want custom gifts, I don't know how long they take to come, and, like, it's already almost
2 to 3 weeks. I was looking at it.
Okay, it's, like, already almost Christmas, but, like, Valentine's Day is coming, which, yeah, is, like, good for custom shit. Uncommon Goods, y'all. Like, they really, it's like Etsy.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just throwing that out there to check that site. For boys, next, boyfriend, brother, you name it, could be either. The first one I have is a nice travel bag. It could be a duffel or a carry-on. I would prefer a carry-on suitcase because men just love having fucking duffel bags that
are from middle school.
So I said, it literally said, travel bag, ditch the college duffel. Like, your, like, high school football duffel bag, it needs to go. Keep it for memories in the back of your fucking closet. Get a carry-on suitcase. Like I said, mine is from Target. Like, you don't even have to get him an expensive one. A carry-on suitcase. I used to date a man that would take his college baseball stuff out of his baseball bag and then like put weekend stuff in it and bring his duffel bag like on planes. Mm-hmm. Get a suitcase. You want to hold that annoying ass duffel bag? Get a suitcase. I'm sick of it.
Mine is going to be Nike Dunks. I feel like no matter any guy, their style, no matter who they are, every guy is going to look good in Nike Dunks.
Yeah. My shoe of choice that I would have recommended for that is canceled, so you can't say it anymore.
What is it?
I love a Yeezy.
Oh, really?
Like for a man, like the white ones, like the cream ones, like an yeah. all cream Yeezy. But like Kanye West is disgusting. I don't even think you could. No, Adidas like dropped it. I don't even think those they make them anymore.
I don't think they do either.
Well, for one of my ex-boyfriends, I did get him those shoes.
Yeah.
Anyways, workout clothes that are nice. Like I know like we love like an Amazon workout thing, but like your man in your life will literally they work out in old t-shirts. They don't work out in anything nice and they don't care about outfit repeating. So you can get them like five things and they're going to like cycle them through, which is girls want like a million sports bras, a million shorts. Boys don't care. Mm-hmm. My favorite for a guy, the Gymshark cutoffs. They fit a guy really nice. Love a Gymshark cutoff. Like Skims obviously just made cutoffs.
Yes, Skims, man.
You gotta go, duh. But like nice workout clothes. TLF has good guy stuff. Like nice workout clothes for dudes because they don't need that many. And like they really just be thrown on again their high school gym shorts. Maybe we could level it up.
Or shirts with holes in it.
Don't get me started.
Yeah.
Maybe we could just level it up to where they're a little bit more put together. Again, they only need like a few. Nice workout clothes. They need to look better.
I think also like a nice little like personalized Yeti is also great.
I have that.
For guys over the summer. They'll love that. And then also Stanley Cups because men don't know how to fucking drink out of their own water bottles.
So I have a Yeti reusable water bottle because they just need a reusable water bottle. Like, yeah. It's like the amount of times a man is drinking from your water. It's an epidemic.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be stopped.
Yeah. Another one, if your man likes golf, is a rangefinder. My brother's got a rangefinder.
Oh, so for real.
No, my brother got a both of them got a rangefinder last Christmas, and they do not shut up about that thing. Like, literally, they love it like no other. So if they like golf, get them a rangefinder.
My ex-boyfriend, if I was like, what do you want? He's like, a rangefinder.
Yeah.
All the time. So I have in here, I know we already talked about shoes, but this is a little bit more specific. If you can't tell, all my gifts are just get them new shit from the trashy shit they own because men are gross. The same pair of shoes that they wear and wear into the dirt, like the running sneakers they've had since they were in eighth grade, like the shoe. I feel like every man, I mean, like, and woman, like, I have crusty Air Force Ones, but I have a closet full of shoes, okay? They have, like, these one pair of workout shoes that are, like, in the dust. My ex-boyfriends literally were coming apart and he refused to get new ones. Get them the same pair. Same pair. Like, they're black Nikes. Get the same black Nikes and re-fucking get them new ones.
Because mm-hmm.
your crusty ass workout shoes need to go.
Yeah. Also, same as goes for the cologne for men. Like, getting them a nice cologne. I actually got my boyfriend a cologne because he fucking ran out of his cologne, like, a few months ago and they just never got a new one. I'm like, fuck. Like, I'm getting you a cologne. So I got him cologne. Another thing that I also got my boyfriend, me and him already did, like, our gifts. Like, we swapped gifts. We're so fucking impatient. We were both so excited. We're like, let's just do it. Abercrombie, their clothes are obviously amazing, but specifically, they have casual tee packs. So you can get 7 shirts for $100. Mm. And if you get it during their sale, which they were doing a 25% off sale, that's $75 for 7 shirts.
Yeah.
That's, like, good. And you get, like, every basic color. So he has... He literally has 7 new shirts, like that t-shirts, and he wears them every day.
I wish I knew the brand. My ex-boyfriend used to wear these shirts that I really, really liked, and I feel like I can't remember the name. Oh, I wish I could. I wish I could tell you guys, but that sucks. What I have on here is one of those 3-in-1 chargers. Like, you have one, the thing that lays on your thing and charges your phone and your AirPods and your Apple Watch, like, so all of your stuff. I don't even have one, but I just feel like guys like tech things.
Yeah.
Guys and like that.
On top of that, you can add in with that is a jewelry box for men because certain jewelry boxes, you have a space on the top where you can, like, put that into it so that way it can also charge all your stuff but also be a jewelry box. But it's more of a jewelry box for organization on their dresser. So you can put they can put their cologne into it. They can put their watch into it. They can put, like, if they have a few rings, put their rings into it, put their wallet into it, and it has, like, a charging block for their phone. Got my boyfriend that, and it's on his dresser now, and his dresser just looks a little bit more put together.
That's cool. Well, yeah. If they have a dresser.
Yeah, right? Step one, dresser.
I've just fucking lost it. Like, I forgot to write it down, and I just thought of it, and now I lost it.
No. I can keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Oh, wait, no, I remembered. Sorry. We used to work with them. We don't anymore. And come back. We miss you.
I know you're going to say.
Manscaped?
Yep.
So, we used to work with Manscaped, and I... Obviously, we got all the products. Obviously, I don't need a beard trimmer or a ball trimmer. So I gave all the stuff to my boyfriend at the time. Duh. And let me tell you, when we were working with Manscaped, I was like, okay, a trimmer, like, whatever. My ex-boyfriend was like, you're working with Manscaped? Fucking hype about this razor, dude. I was like, yeah? Like, they were like, oh my God, like that razor's fucking sick. I was like, I mean, I'll give it to you. Like, I'm not gonna use it.
I gave mine to my brother.
Guess what? They were hype. One time he was here, like, he couldn't find it, and it ended up being like behind my dresser, and I actually now have it because he couldn't find it and he left without it. So suck it. Manscaped razor. But the reason you should get it is not only for all the stuff that comes with it, right? It comes in a really nice toiletry bag. Pretty sure my ex-boyfriend, to this day, still uses that as a toiletry bag. What man do you know has a nice toiletry bag?
None.
None of them.
Actually, my boyfriend does. That's a lie.
My boyfriend has a toilet... No, that's not my boyfriend. You know what I mean? Has a toiletry bag, but I can't remember if it's nice. This one's like leather. Like, it's nice.
Yeah, my boyfriend's... It's quality. My boyfriend's is leather and
is
nice.
It Manscaped?
No, I don't think so.
Might be.
Maybe.
But, yeah, Manscaped.
Yeah, fuck, what was I about to say? So obviously, like, getting like lemon and all that stuff is great and all, but then there's also this brand called CRZ Yoga on Amazon. A lemon dupe website. Like, guys don't really care if it's name brand or not. As long as it's nice quality, it looks good, it's a dupe. Get them the dupe. It's great quality. I have it linked on my Amazon. And I've gotten quite a few things from them, and they actually are pretty much like equivalent to a dupe.
I have leggings from them. And then I had the sock subscription on here.
One is going to be silk pillowcases.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because men just don't understand the purpose for it, but then once you explain it to them and why they should get a silk pillowcase, then like it's in their back of their brain. Like, you can train a man to like care more about their self-care routine. Yeah. So silk pillowcase. Get them a silk pillowcase.
That is a good one. I think I'm going to add that on the list for everyone.
Yeah.
Men, women. Give your whole family a silk pillowcase. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
The dog. Everyone.
I agree.
I next have a list of things like under $50.
Yeah.
That are like just kind of like if you had a Secret Santa or like a white elephant. Mine are all pretty girly. They're not like... Sorry. They're all pretty girly, but I put number one on the list is our trucker hats. I think a future deal for future MILF or professional fun haver trucker hat is a great gift for a Secret Santa.
I agree. Any type of like card game, Monopoly specifically, but any type of card game is great. I would honestly say like gifts under $50 and stocking stuffers is like this category.
Yeah, mine are definitely not really stocking stuffers because, well, I guess some of them are. Yeah.
Just make it a mix of both.
But just like smaller little things. This next one I always see at stores and I always want to get. Another one of those things where it's expensive for it, but it works as a gift. A really nice thing of matches, like that come in that like glass. I don't know how to explain it, y'all. They're like in a glass little cover and they're like long matches and they're really pretty. And a wick cutter. So like accessories for your candles that you have in your house. Kind of thing, like a wick cutter, so cute. The candle, what's it called, like a snuffer, I think, the thing that puts out the candle, like I think that's so cute. Little candle accessories, and you can get them like gold or silver and like a cute little match thing. You can get like the cowgirl boot match thing. Matches are having a moment, so I just think candle stuff.
Next on my list is going to be like dupe jewelry. Honestly, like, I have no problem with my Amazon jewelry. A brand that I really like is Pavioi, P-A-V-O-I. Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
But Anyways, that brand is really, really good. Like, I pretty much get all of my jewelry from that brand on Amazon. It ranges from anywhere from like $10 to $20. And if you're looking to just get someone like a good quality, like cheaper piece of jewelry, that's where you should go.
My next one is Sol de Janeiro body spray or Victoria's Secret body spray. Victoria's, like, Sol de Janeiro, obviously really trendy. Everyone loves it. Victoria's Secret body spray is so like nostalgic. Like, it's just so, like, I feel like every girl loves Victoria's Secret body spray. And I love having body spray on hand because, like, you don't always want to wear your expensive perfume. And, like, maybe you want to throw it in a gym bag or, like, something. And, like, a body spray is so cute. And, yeah, like, Sol de Janeiro, Queen, Victoria's Secret, like, everyone loves that. Like, no one's going to say no to Victoria's Secret bombshell perfume.
Okay, yeah. And then mine kind of goes with that is, like, you can see on Sephora specifically, but, like, gifting sets of products,
yep,
by brands. So there's a lot, like, even if when you walk into Sephora, like, right in the front, like, they have all, like, the gifting things. But more specifically, like, if you notice your girl has, or anyone, or even yourself, and you need an idea of under $50 and someone's asking you what you want, is if you guys have a gel machine already, the D&D gel, like, nail polish, buy, like, packs of that. Like, yeah, you can get, like, the seasonal, like, fall supply of, like, the nail polish, like, and get, like, 10 fucking colors of nail polish by D&D. D&D is the best gel brand.
Yeah, it is. And it's like, why? What's different about their gel?
I don't know.
My next one is hair bows and clips from Urban Outfitters. I just did some looking on websites, and I think Urban Outfitters has, like, such cool, like, fun, trendy stuff, which, again, like, you might not want to buy yourself because you're like, what if it goes out of style? Like, am I going to wear it? But, like, gifting someone, like, cute clips, like, cute bows are so in. I wore a bow on Thanksgiving in my hair. Fucking cutest ever. Like, wearing a bow in your hair is so in right now. And they had such cute hair bows and such cute hair clips. So getting, like, three or four or however many, so good.
Yeah. Another thing I have is disposable cameras. And I think that's cool. Like, if you know someone that's kind of, like, on the artsy side, likes, like, documenting memories, whatever, like, in a disposable camera, and then a shadow box picture frame that they can throw all the photos in.
Oh, cute.
Yeah. Very cute.
Cute. I have on this list Pilates socks. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if there's someone that goes to workout classes, but I feel like every girl is, like, doing Pilates. Specifically, the brand I would recommend the most, and I really, really want, this is what I mentioned in the beginning, is Ollie Rose, O-L-I Rose. But I looked and they were all sold out. I saw these on TikTok and they're so fucking cute. But maybe they'll come back in stock. I don't know. Other ones that I found that were really cute were the brands Simply Workout and the brand Lucky Honey. Because they're not just basic Pilates socks, like, they're cute. Like, they have little designs on them. They're, like, ankle socks. They're really cute because some Pilates socks are kind of ugly.
Yeah, they honestly are.
So, like, these are, like, cute ones.
Yeah, I don't really know. I feel like everything under $50 is, like, so basic.
That was my last one.
Yeah.
That was my last one of, like, unique, like, semi-unique specific things.
Yeah.
Because then everything else, like I said, is stuff you've already, stuff everyone already, like, knows.
Yeah,
like, everyone common knows. Sense. Yeah,
like, you will literally look up on Google gifts under $50 and I bet you a whole list of the basic things will pop up.
Yeah, and it's like everyone puts, like, candy in a stocking stuffer. Mm-hmm. Well, in my stockings growing up, we always got, like, it was just kind of tradition. It was like things we needed.
Yeah,
like, I'd get hair ties, like, deodorant. Like,
would you ever actually get coal?
No.
Like, my parents would, like, switch it up, like, who got coal.
That's cute.
Yeah.
We would get literally, like, candy and, like, things we need.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of like...
Yeah, like toothpaste.
Toothpaste, deodorant, hair ties, bobby pins.
Yeah, same.
And, like, it's funny. Like, I, like, low-key loved it. And, like, my mom doesn't really do it anymore. And it's like, well, now I'm at the age where I want it. Like, I'm buying my own toothpaste and shit. Like, bring back the stockings.
Yeah.
Please restock my bathroom. That's expensive.
Also, nothing wrong with an Amazon gift card.
I got an Amazon gift card for my birthday.
Yeah.
Shout out my uncle.
Love that. All right. Well, I'm fucking starving. And me, we too. Basically podcasted for like 2 hours because we had to redo this.
I know. And I have so much to do.
Yeah. All right, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed. we will see you next week. Bye.
V, do you think we give too much advice on this podcast?
Girl, this is a podcast.
The advice does hit way harder when you cuss with it.
Yeah, and we do plenty of that. This show, it ain't for kids.
Definitely not for the kids, but we do talk a lot about family.
I mean, it comes with the territory and with a show called Baby Mama's No Drama.
I just wonder if people get the gist of the ad we just did.
You mean like the massive billboard in Times Square? That one?
Well, yeah, that one, but also this one, right? I guess I should introduce myself. I'm Kale Lowry.
And I'm V Rivera.
And we're the hosts of Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
The Webby Award-winning Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Two baby mamas chatting it up about life, bedroom talk, family, and whatever drama we are trying to get out of the way.
All while being just a little bit explicit.
No, a lot explicit.
So listen to us, the Baby Mama's No Drama Podcast.
Wherever you get your podcasts.